Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios today, we have Becky Adams, who is with the Blandin Leadership Program. She's the Leadership Recruitment Manager, and welcome to the studios today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Maynard.
Well, I've gone to a couple of the meetings concerning this, been a little bit involved, not a lot, but I'm going to have you explain just what the Blandin Leadership Program is all about.
Sure. So the Blandin Community Leadership Program is a leadership program that is specific to community members. And the focus of the program is around community leadership and what people can do to really build up the health of their communities. And health meaning a healthy community is a place where everyone can live and meet their needs, whether it's financial needs, healthcare needs, education needs, social needs. It's what makes you love living in your rural community.
Okay, I know I went to one of the meetings. You kind of broke it all down into the different division, the different categories, the things that are important in a community. It's kind of interesting to when you do that, to think about it a little bit.
Yes, exactly. We all live here because we love it. So, and we all give time to wanting it to be a great place to live. So what's your role in it? And what does that mean? And there's never any that formal training out there of here's what it means to be a community leader. There's not one person that looks like a community leader. It's everyone does their part. And so this leadership program is really about individuals getting a chance to step away from the distractions of regular life and go to a retreat up at Grand Rapids at Sugar Lake Lodge and really live together with a cohort of 24 people all from the same area to really talk about their communities. What are our opportunities? What's my role in it as a community member? And what are some of the skills and things that I can learn to bring back and use?
Now, you're looking for people to participate in the program. I know you have some, but you need more. And you kind of need kind of a division of men, women, old, young. How are you breaking it down?
Yes. So like I was saying, that cohort of 24 people, what our goal is during recruitment is to best represent your communities as a whole. So when we think of that, then right off the bat, we of these 24 individuals, we have it gender balanced, men and women. We also have it balanced in age, over and under 40, wanting to hit all the generations. So those of you out there that are over 40 or maybe even over 60 thinking, well, we need the young people to do it. Remember that community leadership takes everybody, and the voice and history and experience is also important, right, as well as the young voices of people coming into the communities or maybe young families just getting started and wanting to have things available in their communities for families and for their children. It takes everybody.
Right.
And so beyond that mix of gender balanced, age balanced, we look at then the different sectors of a community. So we want voices with experience and expertise in education, nonprofit sector, government sector, healthcare, large industry, small business owners, across the gamut of what makes up your community.
Is there any cost to be involved?
No, the Blandin Foundation. So what we do with this is the Blandin Foundation's mission as a rural-based foundation is to strengthen rural communities. And so because we are committed to rural communities in the state of Minnesota, we cover the costs. We see this as an investment in your community by investing in the people that live there. So it's about a $4,000 per person training. We cover the lodging, the trainers, the materials. So we see it. If you're going to give your time to do this leadership training, we want to cover all the costs.
All right. Now, if you are interested in being in the program yourself, or if you know of somebody who is, you're interested in getting more names of people you can talk to and contact, right?
Absolutely. We're really trying. So the deadline for the applications is February 12th, which is coming up a week from Monday. And so if you're interested, or even if you have more questions about it, please, you can get a hold of me. Probably the easiest is to reach me at my work phone, 218-259-1192, or you can also send me an email. That is rmadams@blandinfoundation.org, and Blandin is spelled B-L-A-N-D-I-N.
All right, very good. And there are some local people I know that have been involved in the program, too. Any suggestions there of who maybe they could contact?
Yes, yes. So we have a handful. I know I'm looking right now at some of our helpers.
Our live studio audience here, yes, Cynthia Hughes. I know she's really been involved in this.
Yes.
And she could be contacted, I'm sure, at 598-3158. Is that right, Cynthia? Did I get it?
Yes, very nice.
Got that one memorized.
I was glad you did it. I was like, I'm eyeballing her, seeing if she's okay with that.
Oh, yes. Cynthia is okay with being contacted. We steer a lot of people in her direction various times. So
good.
And if she doesn't want to talk to him, she'll send him back to me again. So. All right. Well, Becky, we appreciate you coming in and giving us a little information on the Blandon Leadership Program coming up. And again, contact Becky or Cynthia or give us a call here at the radio station. We can get those numbers for you, too, if you are interested or if you know of somebody who is. And again, what was the deadline?
Monday, February 12th.
February 12th. So it's not too far off. So call soon if you're interested. Okay. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.